Previously on Star Snakes.
You notice dozens of Starport personnel rushing down a corridor, with a series of codes being repeated over the station-wide comps. Moments later, a large and devastating sound is heard as the high port begins to shake. So something's damaged the station enough that it's had to lock down everything. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, you know, so like all the protective barriers have come down just in the event that something's been breached to sort of prevent like any vacuums. A few sort of what seems to be cat-sized lizards drop down from the roof. You've just crawled out of the vent, so you don't see any people in your part of where you are on the station at the moment. But if you did start walking around, you'd probably find some stuff. Yeah, it looks like you're in the sort of the second part of the top level ship halts. So it's sort of access to most of the ships that are stored on the top level. This is sort of session two, part two, but technically session three. We were going to continue from last week, but we sort of ran out of time, so we just decided to continue from last week. Luke is joining us once again.
Bradley.
Hello. The plane is Bradley. I'm Ben, the referee.
I'm Alex, the Phoenix No More.
I'm Z, playing Wade.
And I'm Liam, the... Asang the bugger.
So from where we last left off, does anybody want to sort of do a bit of a recap?
Well, space station shut down quarantine, and we went to investigate. We forced the guy to take us upwards.
To the quarantine level?
To quarantine level. We shot some lizards which have come through the space station, which we may think is linked to the crash. So...
we are now just about to get to the actual crash and investigate the quarantine area itself.
Sure, cool. All right. And suddenly Bradley turns up.
Hello.
Having suffered from scratching butt disease.
Yes.
From last week. Alrighty. So yeah, so we're on the top level of the station.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So we're just like continuously just looking for where
at
space station personnel have gathered.
Yeah, pretty much.
As far as I know, we walked into that room of boxes.
Yeah, so there's the big sort of cargo hold in the middle.
And
I believe you put the tied up guy in one of the boxes?
Behind one of the boxes.
Oh, behind, sure.
Threatened him. Tried to push him
down. It took you a little while.
Yeah.
Took you a little
tried to push him down, failed that, and then just told him to get down anyway.
Yeah.
Which worked.
Yeah.
He's a scared man.
And duct taping.
Yeah.
Excuse me, would you mind getting on the ground for me? Thanks.
Thank you so much. So yeah, I think we were coming across, I think there were personnel in the...
There were a couple of personnel sort of walking around, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So, we try to sneak around them, I suppose.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Good. Let's see who has actually skilled in, you know, skilled
I
in
think
stealth.
I was zero.
Stealth zero.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Stealth nothing.
Hey, there we go. At least someone wasn't gonna have anything.
Oh, I also don't have anything as far as I know.
You can stay still.
Let me just double check.
I gotta get past them.
Everyone.
Yeah, well, technically, they have to get past you.
Oh no.
You think it's
three?
Three. Ooh.
I got a 10.
Do you have an agility bonus?
No. Well, dexterity, I mean.
No. Oh, sorry, dexterity.
Well, I got 4,
five.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
I rolled 10, but I don't have anything in stealth at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a 1 in stealth.
I've got +1 from dexterity.
Okay.
9.
6, 7, 9.
Okay. So because there were a couple of low rolls, the group of personnel spot you. They look to be like security officers that you sort of like, not the same ones that you saw on the lower floors, but you know, they're sort of dressed similar as well. And they say, you know, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
Um,
stay calm, we're here to help.
We're helping.
I'm doing my part.
Look, we've come across some really weird lizards from the lower floor. They think it may be linked to the crash, so...
We want to know how we can fix this solution, fix this problem.
Well, the lizard's already down, you know, a couple of floors. That's no good at all. All right, well, we've got to get this quarantine fixed. Yeah. And they... Well, they point you in the direction of where the ship crashed, which is basically on sort of the port side of the station, depending on how you sort of think of it perspective-wise.
It is a circular station.
Well, I mean, it's constantly rotating. It doesn't really have a front. But let's just say that there's a port side. To like the port side ship holds is where the ship crashed into. So they point you in that direction.
So we head over there?
Yeah, of course.
You need to get your ventilation system fixed as well, if such large lizards can suddenly crawl through.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that it's designed for air, so...
Well, wouldn't you need... Out of character, wouldn't you need someone to be able to crawl through it? Because with a ventilation system that big, you need people to be able to move through it to fix problems.
But to be able to quarantine it better, essentially.
Yeah, true.
That's
pretty much
true.
Yeah. You raise a good point there.
It's more of a quarantine for people, not people crawling through vents. Yes. I guess is what I meant.
There's a will, there's a way.
True. Okay, so you guys head down towards the sort of the port side of the ship holds. From what you can see, a lot of the station on this, you know, a lot of this side of the station's really been sort of shaken up. Like, there's a lot of, you know, the cargo boxes that are sort of this side are sort of pushed away, turned, you know, everything's sort of... It looks like everything's sort of just been whacked a little bit. And you sort of go up to... You know, there's a couple of different cargo holds which all have these big locked doors down at the moment.
Neat. What kind of cargo is it?
I'm sorry?
What kind of cargo is it?
Well, you don't know. They're in boxes. Oh. Like, it's a cargo hold with lots of different crates and stuff, but you're not sure.
You don't want to break open the box? Stretch the DM's imagination?
You could always try. I can always just check a table to see what you find.
Roll a loot table.
I mean, if there's a box nearby, I wouldn't mind opening it.
Sure. Okay, let's have a look.
What are you opening with?
An auto bar.
No, the return of the auto bar.
I have a spade. I'll use my spade as a lever.
Oh, that's probably going to give you a lot of a bonus, but anyway. Let's have a look.
Oh, I'm surprised no one has any crowbars or...
How about Wade? He's got...
Explosive strips.
just for like a single crate. Sure, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not averse to breaking into random cargo boxes, but if we're going to do it, let's
build the guy, you know, you're the guy that sort of orchestrated the whole...
I'm not even helping him. I'm just watching Bradley go over to a blank crate.
Yeah.
I have a passing interest.
Oh, sure.
I must know.
Yes. It's very cool.
So, where'd the lizard cat men come from?
We believe the lizard men.
Lizard men.
There were lizards the size of cats.
Okay.
We believe they come from the crushed ship.
They're not lizard cats, they're not cat lizards, they're not lizard men.
They're just lizards that are the size of cats.
We
believe they're from the crash.
So they crashed into the space station that we're on?
Ship, as far as you're aware. That's caused the quarantine.
Cool. And we're going to the ship to find out.
Yeah, because we went off this... station, and we can't bother there's a quarantine, so we want to solve it as quickly as possible.
The ship's still in repairs, though, so we could have just waited for
them. Well, the repairs were done.
They were just about done.
We don't know how long the quarantine's going to be for.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find out and fix it.
Yeah.
And then get the quarantine lifted.
In our standard illegal fashion of extortion and threatening.
It's become the new sort of general strategy.
We're pirates.
I will
now
be changing the strategy.
Oh, sure.
We're pirates now.
Again, I raise the point. If you want to mutiny me, sure. But I will put a bullet in your head.
I have higher gun combat than you.
Yeah, but you're still a pussy. Alright. Spade. On two. Crate. I got 6. Minus 1.
Minus 3.
He gets his finger caught in it.
Yeah, Yeah, so what did you get, sorry?
I got 5.
5?
Ish.
Does anybody want to try to help him open the crate?
I'll help him open the crate.
Okay.
I'm staying back.
Are you not interested?
What am I rolling on?
I'm interested.
Strength.
Just strength.
Just strength, unless you have
a... I got a 7.
I'd probably make the situation worse, to be honest.
Just duck kick me in the chest.
Yeah, no, it's quite a heavy crate. I mean, there's other crates you could try to open that probably aren't as tough, because it seems very...
Had to go for, like, the really large.
I've been trained by CSGO.
I mean, you could try. You could try to use explosive strips, but you never know what's going to be in the crates.
I don't want to help him.
I don't want to help him. You don't want to help him at all.
No.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Interest peaked. No longer peaking interest.
Oh, okay. But you don't know what was in.
Could
have been something so exciting.
It was probably going to be crap.
I kick it as I leave.
Now you'll never know.
And I get a 6. 6 for kicking.
Okay.
Nothing bad happens.
Alright.
You hear like something moving around in there?
Oh boy. Oh wait, hang on.
You hear something shifting around, not moving around, I should say.
Something not.
Like something has shifted from when you kicked it.
Oh.
So there's something in there. Oh, it's obviously not something that's moving in there.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Probably just supplies and things.
I was getting a little excited. I was like, I'm going to crack this open now.
Yeah. All right, we need to keep moving.
Let's keep moving into
the ship.
Okay. But yeah, so now you're standing sort of in front of the next sort of part of the ship hold. But all the sort of big industrial doors that usually sort of connect the ship to the rest of the station have been sort of closed and locked down. So you're going to have to see if you can sort of crack one of them open.
As it turns out, they're bad at cracking.
So the doors are locked down.
So entrances to the different ship holds are.
Yeah.
So usually people put their ship in and there's sort of a main entrance for them to come and go. So part of the quarantine means all the ships, because they have access to the outside.
Yeah.
You know, to outside space, they've been immediately locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So explosive scripts? We don't know which cargo hold.
You know the rough idea. It seems like it would have crashed into several different ones.
Yep.
Like as it sort of came in.
So from the side it went.
Yeah.
Are there any windows into these cargo holds? Like, are they just literally just doors and walls?
Oh, yeah. There's like windows next to some of the main entrances, but they're quite sturdy.
I mean, that's fine. I just wanted to know if we could see into the cargo holds, into the ship areas.
I'd say you normally could, but there is sort of just like when you're on the lower floors,
it sort of has the shuttered.
I mean, you could try to hack it open to see if you can get the shutters to open themselves.
All we know, all those areas are exposed to open space.
You're not sure.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it would be a good reason.
Yeah.
A good guess to say that they probably are.
Yeah.
If a ship's crashed into,
we don't have any back suit equipment, unless
the station would have some.
Yeah.
If we need to get some.
Okay. Is there an information terminal nearby?
On the top level, there would be. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to approach that and search around for some vac suits, because there is a good point, Wade. We need vac suits.
Yeah. Well, you go to the information terminal and it tells you sort of in the event of an emergency, there are sort of all sort of spaced out throughout the space station. That was a poor choice of words. They have sort of these, like emergency pods. So they contain, you know, emergency vac suits, as well as like, they're like these, like, I think they call them life orbs or something. Essentially, what you would do is if you came into space, you sort of pop them open and they sort of create a bubble around you, and you have about enough air to give you about 2 hours or so.
Oh, yes.
2 hours.
So, yeah, there's a couple of different kits and stuff. Like, they're only very sort of emergency vac suits. They're not like the really sort of heavy industrial ones. But if you needed to get through, if you need to get through it, you could.
Okay. So we'll seek out one of those.
Yeah.
Life pods.
Yep.
Back suits and stuff.
Back suits.
Of course.
Get
suited up.
Suited up. Yeah.
I have back suit 0.
Did I have a penalty?
I've got back suit 1.
I have no back suit.
Same. You and me on the same boat.
No back suit.
I can still use my intelligence.
Intelligence to wear the suit.
Exhale.
to look back to
assume there will be some skill. You have to have some training, since the PC4 lab actually requires you to be trained in the airtight suits.
Mm. Nice. Let's have a look.
So if we open one of those doors, we'd probably want the area closed off behind us as well. Unless there's actually like a little section to walk through.
Yeah,
like with no vent.
We need like an airlock so we don't
space
the rest of the station.
Yeah.
Because if we open that door and it goes out into open space, all that cargo is going to go.
And probably knock us out too.
Yeah. Because of the tech level of the station, there are... yeah, no, because of the tech level there, the vac suits are enough that you could wear them at vac suit zero. For that one of you that do have vac suit one, vac suit zero. But for the two of you that don't, you're going to suffer like penalties. So you suffer minus two on all checks taken.
Oh, crap.
Oh, as well as... yeah, no, okay. Because it's zero, you're going to suffer minus two to any checks you try to make in the back suits.
Da crap.
Yeah.
All right.
And that zero, we don't get any of that penalty.
Yeah, no, back suit zero is fine. Zero and up is fine.
Yep.
It's fine. But it takes you a good 30 minutes to put them on. Because they're quite bulky, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
in this time, do any other security patrols come through?
Oh, there are a couple that are going around, but sort of they're the same sort of ones that you saw before. So they know that you guys are trying to help, well,
okay,
to the best of your ability. So they're not, yeah. I mean, they haven't seen you guys try to break into any crates or anything, or tie people up and put them behind crates or anything.
Yeah, I'd say they don't find that guy, because that's that could be interesting.
I hope they do.
I'm blaming you.
Yeah.
I'm blaming you.
I told him
sir. I pretty much tell them. It's like, I assume there's an airlock behind this door?
Yeah, like there's accesses to the air holds, to the ship holds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're still going to have to try to override the quarantine on the airlock to actually get access to the ships.
Okay. I would say for the first door, we'd want to actually hack into it rather than blow it apart. Because
yes,
we want it to be able to close again. So.
Yep. Yep.
Agreed.
I can hotwire it.
It'd probably be a computer's skill. Electronics with a specialty of computers, if you have it.
I've got no computers, but I've got electronics zero.
I've got electronics one.
Okay.
Have you chosen a specialty? Electronics now. Okay. Well, you don't have to do it now, but you could definitely sort of consider something.
So choosing specialty, does it give you an extra one?
So it gives you an extra, like, well, you choose the specialty, but you can still do other basic things at level zero. So for electronics, the specialties are comms, computers, remote ops, or sensors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think computers seems to be the most useful of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. That's alright. Well, you can make a...
probably specialise in that.
Well, you can make a check if you like. It could be either... I'm probably going to say intellect as well.
Intellect... that's a 7, so... No
bonus. And you can also choose to sort of increase the time frame if you like.
I'll increase the time frame.
Yeah, okay. So
we're not under any time restrictions yet.
Not really, no. So it'd normally take you a few minutes, so maybe you just sort of go anywhere from about 10 to 60 minutes.
Okay. That is a 6 plus 1, 7.
Okay, now I'd say with the bonus to the time frame, it takes a whole hour
before
you hack into it. But you get access to the airlock, to the airlock door.
Yay.
Yep.
We all just stride into the airlock.
Okay. And
I make sure to close the door behind us.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got access to like both sides of that terminal as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, get ready, boys. Then hit the button for the other one. Opens up.
Yeah. Well, you obviously depressurize the air in the room first.
I assume that would have done that automatically.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, that's fine.
At that tech level.
Yeah. It opens up and you see what seems to be the sort of the damage of a ship crashing through multiple ship holds. So there are a few ships that are now actually floating just outside of space.
Savage.
That have obviously been whacked, sort of it lost its sort of, it was so strong that it pushed like the ship out. So now there are ships just sort of floating in space. As you look down towards the left, towards like the sort of the back of the station, you see what seems to be a ship that's sort of half crashed, sort of twisted down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, so it's not in this.
How big is it?
The ship? Yeah. It is it's a free trader type A, which is an approximate tonnage of. If I can figure this out. Free trader. Yeah, so a normal free trader is a tonnage of 200 tons.
Ooh.
So it's quite a big ship.
It's a big ship.
So, yeah.
I wonder if it's in the quarantine.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's quite a big ship. So it's obviously done a bit of damage as it's come in.
Yeah. Okay, we'll need to investigate the ship first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm assuming we can just sort of.
If you very casually walk, then you'd probably be okay.
Just walk casual.
Yeah, because you guys haven't really, you haven't ever been in backseats before, so it's very sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Unable to.
Oh, you and Finn? Oh, I'm sorry, Bradley. You and Bradley are both quite, I wouldn't say, well, you're confident enough that you don't sort of feel worried that you might float off into space or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so you and I will slowly make our way over there.
You two hold hands.
No bonding. No bonding. No.
We stay on opposite sides of the path.
Okay. So it takes you a good maybe 20-30 minutes before you get down to where the ship is.
Yeah.
Now this looks like it's quite severely damaged on the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of still. There would be. It looks like there would be flames if there was still air in the ship hold, but because it's open to space, there's not really anything. But as far as you can tell, none of the ship's sort of interior has been exposed to space as of yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility that whoever crashed is still in there.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So is it?
Since the station did shut down in quarantine before.
Yeah.
So the ship's crashed, and it's now like kind of attached. The station?
Yeah.
You could think like of it that
way. Landed. Well, it's landed
in
the station.
In like a bay, really.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
And there's no hope of sealing the outer station hull?
Not with the tools that you have available to.
We won't be able to.
Like, this would be like a mammoth of an undertaking.
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe if there's like a second door or something that we could close, but no.
Just advise them not to open any of these airlocks. Unless
like
it's
you
actually
could,
a crew.
Well, I mean, you could try to sort of close off the holds that are that have been open to space, so that the station could still resume normally. If you wanted to.
Yeah.
The best would be, I would say the quickest job is to fix the outside, but we don't have the tools for
fixing
the outside.
Well, the station would have the tools to fix it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
We'll leave it to them. So.
Yeah.
We just need to figure out what actually is going on with the quarantine part.
Mm.
So we can't determine any markings on the ship or anything?
You see that it has the name. The Jasona.
The Jasona.
On it, which, that's as far as you can sort of see on the outside of the ship. It looks like it's been, it's a fairly newer ship.
Yeah.
As far as you can tell, like the paint's still quite fresh and well, that hasn't been scratched off from the damage.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it was, before it crashed, a fairly new, sort of pristine quality ship.
Any markings, like, that we could trace to a particular faction or anything like that?
No, it seems like just a general trading ship. It's not owned by any sort of. It doesn't look like there's no markings to indicate it's owned by any sort of affiliation or any sort of world government or anything. No.
So the ship that's crashed isn't breached in any way.
Well, you're not sure.
Right, well, not sure. We have a look around. I think.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Yeah.
For...
Okay. Well, you can spend a few minutes sort of looking around the ship.
Yeah.
If you just want to do an investigation.
Oh, yeah, boy!
You have the skill?
I have
I haven't skill.
No.
Nope. I mean, there is investigation skill, so I don't mean.
9, and I guess, you know, spend a little bit, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
We don't give you any help at all. Because...
5 minus, like, back suit penalties.
At least you try. That's the important thing.
With the penalty, it went down to 1.
Did you apply your, like, characteristic bonus to that as well?
Intellect plus 1 would be back to 10.
Okay. Yeah, well, you take quite a bit of time having a look a bit around. It doesn't look like there's any sort of... Yeah, that it looks like it's still... Because it was... It's still, yeah, it's quite a high-quality ship. So as far as you can see, the ship itself has suffered no sort of breach. You know, yeah.
Right, we need to make our way in, I guess.
Into the ship or in the station?
Into the ship.
Alright.
Because of the angle that the ship has crashed in, the airlock is, like, sort of situated, like, up on an angle.
Yeah.
So you'd sort of have to, like, jump up to get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. So you sort of have to make a jump to get up to it.
I assume the station is just, like, a standard gravity?
Yeah.
Cool.
But you have to try to see if you can find some way to pull yourselves up.
Gonna make a duct tape ladder.
Smart thinking. Well, use it as a rope. Use one.
Can we sort of jump?
It
makes sense.
Well,
float upwards.
If this part has been open to space, is this 0 g's or are we still in like a standard?
Well, it's still rotating.
Well, in Traveller, the gravity is actually sort of done in the hull of the ship. So because it's partially open to space, I'm going to say that there's enough gravity that the ships have, like, fallen through. The ships have, like, fallen out. So there'd probably be... And because of your suit of your own mass, I'd say, like, there's... Your back suits basically have the ability to sort of, like, activate mag locks in the event that you wanted to come back down. So you could probably try to jump up and try to land on the sort of the side of the ship and walk up to it, yeah.
All right. Nice. So
would that be back suit skill or
it's an athletics
skill?
Pretty sure
it'd be athletics, but because the two of you that don't have any athletic skills, you probably suffer a -2 check.
I suffer a -2 regardless with strength, but
oh well, there you go. So that's still going to be pretty bad.
Let's see.
I mean, look around for something to stand on.
I mean, you could try to push a couple of crates.
No, that's a 2. That's a 2.
Oh, no.
I got 9 minus back suit things.
Alright, because you're not trained in it, it's going to be -2.
So 7.
I got 2. Minus whatever. So I don't go anywhere.
No.
And can't jump.
Because the two of you guys aren't comfortable with back suits, you don't know how much pressure to put in. Even though you are, you just have no physical strength to actually get anywhere. So you try to jump and then it's just I can listen actually.
I did buy stuff that would help us in the situation, but I doubt I would
have
to carry everything.
All right, can I climb up the ship somehow to get up on top?
Well, you could try to go to like where it's meeting the ground and then like activate like the locks on the back suit and then walk up upside down.
Let's do that.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you start just...
Yeah,
up
but it's going to be like a lot of core work to sort of like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're sort of hanging with your... Like the boots the only thing keeping you going.
Yeah.
And you're trying to climb up. It's like,
Man, I really want to do
They should make
that,
like
right?
mag gloves then.
Yeah. Well, that would be smart.
Yeah.
Maybe you should design
that. I should design that and
sell it for a million credits.
Patent it and then sell it. That's my...
Probably already for sale.
That's your magnum opus in the Traveller universe.
Yes.
Alright, so the door is, like, this is level of the deck, and the ship's crashed whichever way. The door is facing the ground or facing the roof?
It's facing the roof.
Yeah, okay.
As to the way that it's turned, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'll just try and jump, and I get 9 minus strength.
Like, jump to try to connect to
8.
The ship?
Or,
like, just jump to the airlock like they tried to do.
I'm just going to try and grab onto it with my arms.
What did you get?
8.
No, okay. That's enough for you to grab onto it. But you're going to have to try to pull yourself up.
Maybe at this point I'll swing my legs and try and, you know, mag the Spider-Man. So I'm holding onto the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, swing my legs forwards so I'm, like, on all fours at the ship hull.
Okay.
But is that going to work?
You can definitely try.
Gravity impact on a body which is attached to one surface.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Still free-flowing in, like, zero-G.
Yeah. It's a bit tricky. So, because you're sort of partially in almost zero-G, do you have the zero-G skill at all?
No, I've got Vac Suit Zero, but there's no...
Oh, they might have replaced Zero-G.
There was actually a Zero-G skill last
time. I think it was replaced by the Vac Suit. Oh, well, because that's sort of been replaced. Because you have basic proficiency, what did you get in your roll?
8.
Again, alright. No, okay, I'll say that it takes you a little while, but you managed to swing yourself up enough to sort of get on all fours on the ship.
Excellent.
I'm just going to walk up. Walk up the hull of the ship.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say because of your proficiency with back suit, that's not too hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You two guys are still recovering from your failed jump.
I'm ashamed. I'm deeply ashamed.
Oh, I don't have any idea how we can get up.
Just walk.
We'll try and walk.
You try and walk. Okay, because you're not proficient, it's going to take you another roll. So whatever it is, it's probably going to be -2.
I got a 5, so total fail, regardless of the plus 1 from strength. Mm-hmm.
7, 5.
Sorry?
5.
5 again? Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys fail again. You try to climb up onto the ship, but you sort of fall onto your backs in this very, very heavy suit. You sort of... Yeah.
Whilst they're trying to get up, I start just readying to get through the airlock.
Okay, sure. There, yeah. Know.
Explosive strip would probably have some use here.
Sure. Okay. Is there anything you need to do, like, to prepare the explosive strip, or is it just like you place it, essentially?
You sort of place it. It's like a small charge type of
thing. Is it just like a remote detonation thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there outside on the airlock any sort of indication kind of thing, just to make sure, like, if there's oxygen inside the ship, I don't want to open...
In the airlock, there wouldn't be.
There wouldn't be.
It's sort
Has
of,
the whole ship sort of just shut down, like, completely?
You're not sure on the outside of it. But, you could try to do, like, a... If you have any sort of tech equipment with you, you could try to see if there's any readings coming from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're sort of walking up at the moment, you wouldn't really be able to just access, like, the computer and do it.
Yeah.
See if there's life inside, buddy.
Starship engineer talks up, but...
Smart thinking.
There's a bunch of stuff in the Starship Engineer set. I have no idea what they are.
Like?
Pris goggles. Iris valve opener.
Phillips head.
If you can think of, like, a good RP reason to use something like that, it's fine.
Iris valve opener is the little handle that cranks open iris valves.
Oh, well.
So, you know, if the airlock's an iris valve...
Yeah.
It sure is.
You could open it with your iris valve opener.
Is it an iris
valve? It sure is.
It sure is.
But before you do that...
Yeah.
I'd like to use Detect Life.
While you're on your back, like in the middle of the... Okay.
Well, it's just my... I stand up.
You just like... Detect Life.
I roll over, stand up, and go like... At the thing and detect life that's inside there.
Okay. You're still going to have a -2 roll because of the back suit. Because
of my fucking parties. It's my mind, but the back suit... Disrupts my mind.
We're going to give you 2 some training.
You're wearing a tinfoil back suit.
5, but I get +2 because it's...
And you get -2 because of the back suit?
Well, it's +4, but -2.
Oh, so what do you get?
Telekinesis, yeah. 7.
I said because of the situation, you can't read anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Not immediately. Like, you're getting some rough sort of readings, but because you're sort of almost in... Zero G in a back suit, trying to use your hand to get some sort of an enhanced reading.
Well, with my mind.
With your mind, but you have to use your hand.
That's just because it's cooler.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But then everyone thinks you're crazy.
Well, psionics are crazy.
True.
You're crazy.
Ooh. Man. Then finally.
In 40K, they're bound to explode.
True. Just don't try to jump with a psionic. So you sort of get a rough reading, but because of this skill, I'm going to say it's not accurate to give you sort of any indication of, you know, what's in the ship, how many people are in the ship. But you're picking up something. It's just, it's not enough to give you any sort of approximate indicator, I guess. Sure. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, we can open the airlock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I assume there's the outer airlock chamber, inner airlock.
Yeah. Yep. So both would be Iris Valve. Then we could crank both of them open.
No kind of lock on the door?
Sorry? I mean,
who would lock it?
Airlocks would normally be locked, but because the exterior was so easy to open, there might be a power failure on the system at the moment.
Yeah.
Alright.
Because if you can crank something open, I think you can crank it closed. Anyway, so.
Alright. So do we want to crank it open?
Oh, crank it open. Engineering.
The inside of it as well?
The outside first.
Yeah, you've already been doing that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So are we inside?
Well, you're inside. These two guys are still on the ground. You're walking up. Well, I'm going to say you've probably made it there now. You're taking your time very casually, just... I'm going to say... This probably sounds a bit stupid. Does anybody have any rope or anything that I can get these guys to grab onto?
Oh. They have duct tape. We're stuck outside.
Just cover your hands in duct tape and walk up.
I get the feeling that wouldn't work.
Yeah,
duct tape's strong, but not that strong.
Yeah,
back suits are literally the only reason it wouldn't work there.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys could do? Like, is there another door that we could open close to the ground? Or
I can. Well, if we walk in and manage to cut like a hole in the ship, if we really need to, but I kind of don't want to.
Who do I?
Okay.
Is there?
I did not.
Some kind of
any rope.
Device on the inside of the ship that we could drop down.
We could find something on the inside of the ship, so
sure.
We tell them to sort of wait outside.
Well, what else am I going to do? Fucking useless at the moment.
You're still lying on the ground, just fucking, I
don't care. Jump into space.
I didn't want to do this anyway.
It wasn't my idea.
I just wanted to stay on the ship.
So I told Bradley to get in.
Get in.
And then you sort of crank
crank the first part close, and then I'll crank the inner one a little bit open.
Sure.
To get a feel if there's actually, like, oxygen inside, because then it will just depressurize.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, tiniest crack.
Tiniest
crack.
Just like you.
You kill everyone.
I watched The Martian last night.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Very good.
They had airlock issues.
They do.
He did have an airlock issue. He did actually. So all this potato crop.
Yeah. So the airlock that you got through, you start to crank it. There doesn't seem to be any air.
Okay. I crank it open so it can fit through.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's because of all the cranking that you're doing. I'm just gonna say, can I get just like a general? I think your strength's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think...
Bradley, can you please take over?
I'm pretty sure his strength is worse than yours.
I got -1.
Oh, I've got -2. So.
Oh, God.
That's the thing.
And the other one with the punchy glove.
But I have athletics endurance.
Why do you have the punchy glove?
The reason why I got the punchy glove was that it wouldn't add strength to the punch. I didn't have to use my strength characteristic to the punch.
Okay.
It would just be a piston, like, came out. It would just be a set amount of damage.
Mm. All right, well, me and... Wade, take turns cranking. Cranking one out.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to say you guys take your time cranking it. You sort of take it in shifts. You do it for a little while.
But we swing it a quarter.
Because your strength is so bad, it's sort of just... And then your hands are really sore, so you just have to, stop for a second.
That's another thing I need to design. It's an automatic iris.
Yeah, the crank. That's another thing that can make you a lot of money.
Automatic cranker.
Automatic cranker.
Mm. Very popular.
I'm an engineer, so.
It takes you a good. It takes you about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not too bad. I thought it was going to take like 5 hours.
You guys just have it just twiddling your thumbs still.
During that time, I'm going to at least attempt another climb up.
Okay.
Well, you've got several hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I try to climb up again, too.
Oh, that's much better.
Yes, I got 10 plus 1 minus 2.
So 9.
Okay. No.
Oh, shit, we have to crank up.
You guys, like, yeah. Okay, so you managed to jump up, but they closed behind them. So all you see on the top of the ship is just, like, a closed eyes.
You didn't even see us where we went.
Do we have... I'm assuming we have comms between us.
Sure. Yeah, we do. I bought comms, so...
Well, who didn't have comms when we were doing the alien stuff?
I think I've got my laptop.
I didn't actually have comms, but I did buy comms. Okay. And it's a pretty good one. It's audio and visual, so...
Wait, no,
so, keep us updated, because we're not going to be able to make our way.
You just tap on the airlock. Like, you guys have just been cranking for, like, an hour. You just see, like, a...
And I am...
What? I can let...
Oh, yeah, we've got those guys.
It's going to be a really awkward spacing, considering the airlock's this way.
Yeah. It's like... Because you only have one iris valve opener, you can either keep going on the interior or explode, or you can open the out... You know, the exterior one to let him in.
Is there any lights on in the ship? Like, can we just hack a control
panel? From the bit that you've already cranked open?
Like, is there any way we can hack open the exterior door instead of cranking it open?
Let's say we don't crank it all the way open. We just crank it...
Like, you want to try to squeeze through it?
Like, enough where we can sort of slide through.
You could definitely try.
Because we don't want to open it all the way, since there could be just massive hallway leading...
Downwards. Yeah, no, you can see enough from, like, how much you've cranked it. And you've cranked it quite a bit. like, you can see that the room that it sort of leads into, like, this is on, like, the top deck. Like, because the like, a normal free trader is two decks. Like, the main deck is sort of, you know, the bridge as well as the main cargo hold. The second deck is usually sort of staterooms, mm-hmm. but you can't see because it's sort of dark in this ship, so you're not too sure what's in there.
Okay.
Indeed.
Do I have a glow?
So there's no, like, access panels, control panels to open the exterior door?
Not that you can see. If you try to, like, throw a light in there, you might be able to try to find out. Yeah.
Oh, then I'm not buying glow sticks.
Or can I sort of drop something down there and, sure, like, listen.
An explosive strip.
So listen. So, I guess I'll have, like, you know, nuts and bolts.
Oh, sure.
So I'll just take, like, a nut.
It'd probably be in the toolkit, right? I'm guessing probably some.
Yeah, like, I would maybe carry, like, a tool belt kind of thing, just to carry things around.
Sure.
Yeah. So I just drop one down and listen.
Okay. It sounds like it's about a... probably about a 2 minute drop until it hits something metallic.
2 minute.
Two meter.
2 meter. Okay.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's a big ship.
It's not too bad.
It's bigger on the inside.
Well, we're gonna keep our grav, the mag roots, on anyway within the ship. Yep. So.
Just remember that you are still in vac suits, so you're gonna need to open the iris a lot to squeeze.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's true.
And knock again.
So is it a vac? We decided it's a vacuum inside the ship as well?
There's nothing inside. Like, it's just vacuum inside the ship.
Okay, so we need to keep in mind inside the ship.
Yeah.
At least this part of the ship.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to let them in.
Let him in.
Let him in.
So on the ground.
So you grabbed the iris valve opener that you were going through.
I'm just
going
to use explosive strips for this one.
On the exterior of the ship?
On the exterior.
Okay. Are you going to let him know before you blow it up?
Yes, I will let him know.
Comms.
Are we going to get out of the way?
Stand back.
Okay, I stand away.
I guess it's a directed charge.
Yes. You might want to move, like, directed. A fair distance away, probably.
Do I have to fall back down?
No. Okay. You just, like, you walk along the ship, like, away from the airlock.
Okay, cool. I stand at a safe distance.
That's probably a good idea.
Good.
And I step aside to a safe distance.
Good. I stand behind Wade. So... plays up in his face.
I do have a tool laser, but that's going
to
take
a I just need to check what skill you use minutes. For explosives. Unless there's an explosive skill that I'm forgetting. Which there probably
there is.
There is an explosive
skill. Oh, there you go. Do you have an explosive skill?
I don't have an explosive skill, but I guess this sort of explosive charge... It's in the engineering tool set, though.
Okay, so. Well, I'm going to say, because it's sort of... It's a built-in sort of thing, then you would just have to do the remote bit of it to actually activate it.
Yep.
Which would be a electronics...
Strikes. Cool.
Yeah.
That is a 5 plus intellect or education.
I'm going to say you can choose.
Education, that's a 6.
Okay, I'm going to say that that's a marginal success.
Okay.
So the iris valve explodes open, but it pushes you back against the partially opened interior door.
Yep.
Because you're in such a small airlock.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really, like, it still creates a lot of force, yep. Which sort of pushes the two of you back sort of into the, to the back of the, to the sort of interior airlock.
Mm-hmm.
So you take one endurance damage each.
Okay.
Sad.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I come in.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome to the party.
So I think by this time, do you want to have another shot at jumping up while we finish cranking?
Yeah, right. Otherwise, I'll just stand guard down the bottom.
Sure. Because there's no point really keeping the doors closed anymore with this.
I actually have made it.
Yeah.
8-6. I don't mind if it's not the case.
Maybe you should add time to your jump.
Yeah, you spend like a good 10 minutes just thinking about it.
Just calculating trajectory.
I was imagining just like...
Yeah, it's not like you give yourself just like a tiny little bit of a boost. It takes you a good like a few minutes before you actually reach the airlock though. You're sort of just floating for a little bit. You have a few minutes to sort of contemplate your life and how you sort of got to this point.
I'm such a fucking failure.
Yeah. But because you've sort of also been like almost sort of in 0G, the station's still turning as you do it. So sort of, you know, it sort of keeps getting like a little bit further away from the to it because the station keeps rotating. So you keep going for the airlock. So it takes you quite a long time to actually get to it. But these guys have been exploding stuff and doing all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we finally finished cranking open.
And finally finished jumping.
Yes, it only took, what, a couple of hours for all four of you to jump. If only
okay.
You brought some rope. Or a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately, we can't carry those through a vent.
True. Should have thought
of. Maybe we should have taken rope from the survival kit.
Maybe.
They could have rope inside the ship. So.
But yeah, okay, so you guys crank open the interior of the airlock.
Yes.
So as I said, what's normally on this deck on a free trader is some state rooms and sort of like a common area.
Mm-hmm.
But from what you see, it's being, like, this ship has replaced the state rooms with what seems to be like large sort of, almost like an engine. But it's something that you haven't seen before. So it doesn't look like it's a maneuver drive. It doesn't look like it's a jump drive because that would be on a different part of the ship. This is a completely new sort of like engine or something that's running on the ship.
In a stateroom? Or what would
it's replacing
be a
what's in a stateroom. So there's normal like sort of designs for ships, especially as free trader. So what it would normally be has been changed, yeah.
Right, because we have spent quite a long time trying to get in. You said our vac suits would only last 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get the ship system sort of
online.
Sure.
I'm
probably dying right now.
Close.
In that time, I'm going to tell Phoenix to close the outer.
Not the outer that was blown up, the interior?
Well, the interior.
That you can actually still close?
Yeah.
Sure.
I crank the interior a bit.
You crank the interior?
I assume I've made
it. Do you use both hands on the shaft?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it seems like he's starting to kill you while you're still clumping.
Can I have a strength check?
Better hurry up.
I'm safe to say.
Damn it. Okay, so that's like a 6 minus 1, so 2, so 4.
Does anyone want to help him crank it?
Use some explosive strips to close it.
Good idea.
I'll help him because I probably just made it through at this point. Don't expect much help from me.
Ooh, nice.
7.
Okay, the two of you cranking it at the same time manages to close it enough that it only takes you a few minutes. But you're all pretty exhausted. From cranking it so much.
Yeah.
And someone decided to replace this stateroom with this other crap, so we can't even relax.
Alright.
What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll need to find the bridge.
So yeah, it's not a full vacuum now. It's just like a closed vacuum.
Well, yeah.
It's not open space, but there's no air.
So it's
inside.
No, it's no longer like it's a complete. Well, now that you've closed the interior,
there's no atmosphere.
Yeah, you could if you get the ship online, you could get the life support online, then you could get it running again.
Yeah.
Now, from where you are, there is an airlock that goes down. Mind you, the ship is still on an angle.
Yeah.
So all of you have activated sort of like mag boots and stuff. So you're all sort of everything's on a bit of an angle.
We're standing on a wall.
Yeah. Like sort of, pretty much. But what you so there's an airlock that leads down, which I'm going to say, just as a general education check from anybody. Just to sort of know sort of the basic layouts of this sort of ship.
We do need
if anybody wants to roll it.
Because there's no actual...
Screw me over here too.
No.
Because you're standing still. Something.
Oh god, the weight of the back suit.
Alright, so I got 6, 7, 8.
I got 8 as well.
Anyone else want to try?
Oh no, I'm not good with that.
No, you should. Okay.
6 is, so that is
13. Okay, you remember quite well the sort of layouts of the ship. Well, the layouts of like a standard ship.
Yeah.
So from what you know, what would normally be down, which for you is sort of at a weird angle, so it's sort of going down at a bit of an angle, it leads you to engineering.
Okay.
So you went down another airlock. But this is all an internal one, so it's not like a huge one that you have to crank open. So it's, so it's something. It's enough that you can sort of pull it open.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I head down to engineering.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing you guys all go down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Unless we want to sort of split up. But...
When the lizards attack, we want to be together.
I'm gonna wander around with my weapon drawn.
Okay. Like on this deck?
Yeah, just on this deck. Okay. Just explore
if
it. Get a feel for it.
Let us know if you see any more
survive in 0G, because I'm assuming the ship's been out there for quite a while, so without any atmosphere.
They got into the air ducts.
Yeah. They managed to escape, like, fast.
I mean, these aren't standard lizards.
Yeah.
So they could be from an environment where
the crew,
they could survive in
the crew of the ship could be dead.
Or the crew could be the lizards.
Ooh, now that is a plot twist.
Maybe the lizards escaped and wrecked everything. So
by lizards, we're talking like, oh, it's a skink, weird. Or are we talking, oh my god, it's a xenomorph
lizard. They're not like a standard lizard, but they're very similar in shape and design to what a normal lizard would look like. They've probably got like a name. But you personally haven't seen them before because they're from a planet.
They're called goannas.
No.
from
I mean,
a planet we don't know called Australia.
Well, you could try to figure it out, but you just don't have that information at
right.
hand, basically.
So they're just like, oh look, alien lizards. I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna kill everyone.
No
alien lizards.
All right. The lizards that they did encounter were a bit hostile.
They
but
were hostile.
I'm sure there's a good reason.
Okay, engineering. So I guess, have a good look around.
Okay, it's a standard free trader ship.
Yeah.
So it's got the sort of engineering, it's got a maneuver and jump drive.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing particularly sort of noticeable about it from where you are, but most of the ship is offline.
Okay, we need life support.
Well, we need power.
We need power.
Do you know where the bridge is?
You would know that.
I would know where the bridge is,
You would... Well, there are sort of access terminals all throughout the ship if you wanted to try to get them online, but, like, from just, like, tapping them and stuff, they don't seem to be really active.
Mm-hmm. So we need to get the power on first in engineering.
Yeah.
We need to get life support online.
Yeah.
So we need
but it would take another engineering check to try to fix the power systems.
I'll go for that. 10, 12 plus education?
Sure.
13.
Okay. It takes you... It takes you a little while, but just in the nick of time before sort of the backseat start beeping at you guys. You restore a minimal amount of power to the ship, enough that one of the sort of the terminals in the room of engineering comes online.
With
it gives basic user access, but you sort of need to assign... what to put the power to, basically.
Life support.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
Turn on life support.
Yeah, like it's like a percentage bar, basically.
Yeah.
So you like put life support.
Life support.
Yeah.
Everything for life support right now.
Okay. Like almost instantly, like the room sort of starts to come alive as the ship starts to power out.
Yeah.
Power up and yeah, and you can sort of, well, you don't feel it, but you can sort of see vents opening and air sort of pushing out into the ship.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'd like to check the ship's log if it's on the terminal, like some kind of warning log.
Yeah, okay. Well, you haven't had access to it until he's restored
get
power
to
just
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
We'll find the bridge as well, so.
Yeah, okay. As I said, you've got access to, like, the terminals that you have access to are just, like, a general user one.
Yeah.
So you don't have any sort of administrative access, but there's, like, a general ship's log which you can check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I check.
Yeah, okay. And what information are you looking for?
Where it's been. What kind of, like, does it have any error messages? Like,
what cargo is going
on? Oh no, we've been hit by a meteor.
Yeah. Okay.
Or, like, you know. So, travel, destination, etc.
Yeah.
And, you know, error messages.
I'm going to need either an electronics or an administration check.
Okay, electronics. And I got 10 plus 1, which is 11.
Sure. Okay. The,
plus
whatever. Well, for your first query, your ship was coming from, let's have a look at my notes. Okay. The ship, well, its last port destination was the system of De Beer, which is just next to Flanarion. You suddenly remember as you
nice.
Think about the map that you have in your implanted in your brain.
My brains.
The bear.
Yeah. The ship left there about a week ago before it jumped out to the system.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of individual queries. So that's the first query.
Yep.
What was the second one?
Like warning logs, like critical error, like.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Shortly after the system went to prepare for a jump, the ship noticed that there was a power fail. Well, there was a power surge because too many systems were trying to access. There wasn't enough power for all the systems of the ship,
right.
So it pulled all the power it could, because a jump takes a lot of power on any subship anyway. So it took enough to jump the ship, but it caused serious damage in the berthing. It's not a term that's normally familiar to you, but the log indicates that it just sort of calls it an MLB, but it doesn't specify what that is. So.
I pass this information on the baselines.
MLB.
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 Okay.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, clearly a ship would be designed to handle power to everything, unless it was modified in some way.
Mm.
Or they're just idiot space designers.
Probably more the former than the latter.
Huh.
So,
I mean, we saw evidence earlier that there's some kind of modification.
Mm.
So shortly before the jump, like, why would they think, oh, now's a great time to suck power out of the engines. So what were they doing? What's this machine do?
Why are they here?
So like you try to search, like,
what I mean,
MLB?
I mean, that's probably a good start.
Okay.
And yeah, that's
we should have
last punch.
Crew members.
Oh, yeah, there's a publicly listed crew manifest.
Yeah. I'm just idea putting out. I'm not saying I'm going to put that in terminal.
There's four station crew members on the ship.
Okay.
The ship's captain, and also acting pilot is Ross Jack. First officer in astrogation, Chase Walkins. Chief engineer, Maria Hezel. And the steward on board was Donald Barner.
Okay.
Donald Barner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the bridge first.
Mm. Okay, so you guys are still in engineering?
I would like to just quickly query what MLB is.
Okay, that information is classified.
Beep, beep, beep.
Classified.
Yeah. So you need, like, administrative rights to find that information.
So that's the thing.